take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
Where's your shake shake? Look for your shake shake. Shake shake woman.
What's up, Lego? Yes!
Yes! It's been a long time I did that.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Watch out! It's gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome you officially to the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. 99.3 Nigeria, and this is Lagos' best conversation. What's up, Lagos? Yes, really, what's up, Lagos? What's happening?
Up? Tell me.
What's going on in your area? Don't WhatsApp Lagos, please. Lagos don't have a WhatsApp number.
You never can tell.
Lagos don't have it.
Are you sure?
No.
Are you sure?
No, even if we have, it's going to be different zones that we have it. You understand? There's going to be Lekki. There's going to be Allen Avenue.
But do you know the funny thing? Lagos actually has a WhatsApp number. It's here on WhatsApp Lagos.
That one was for her. Welcome, Lagos. It's Thursday. Thank God. Woo. It's Thursday because, you know,
TGIT.
Friday is like literally around the corner.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. TGI sir.
And today I'm going to play a throwback song that I want to hail my PHCD people on WhatsApp. Lagos.
You wanted to do this all week long.
Like,
do
I wanna,
it today.
I want to say what's up to rest. My Port Harcourt people today on
what
the show.
What do you call it?
Port Harcourt.
Yeah, it's Port Harcourt.
It's a port that's in Harcourt.
Great. Mm. Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's a port city. You know that Port Harcourt is a port city, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just like Lagos.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Lagos is a lay city.
No. Lagos is a port city.
Oh,
too.
I was trying to pull a stretch on you.
Oh, God, please. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, not stretch. Don't stretch it.
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Love that.
By the way, I miss stretch, and I told him this morning that I miss him.
I don't have to my tell bone. Him he knows.
My bow. Anyway, guys, my name is Mary Ann Okon. In case you're wondering, who are these men that just speak English in the studio? My name is Mary Ann Okon, by the way.
I'm Theta.
And together we make sure that your 2 hours on this show is fun, exciting, non-stop entertainment. You will laugh until last man will turn. Last man will pull you over and wonder, why are you on your phone? You say, oh, God, I'm not on my phone. It's the radio people.
Yeah, you can tell
laugh.
The last man. Mm-hmm. Come into the car.
Come into the car. Join us. And the last man will say, oh, nice show. Oh, my
nice,
God.
Nice.
What's up, Lagos?
Love it.
Oh, my God. Now, that's going to be to you. Every other day, make sure that you're so excited. Even while you're driving, even your enemies will be wondering, why is this one so happy?
Why?
What's all this?
We thought we'd try to attack him. What's in our side?
What's up, Lagos is here to change it. Yes. And Devi say, liar.
Yes. Okay. All the time.
As usual, we start off with sound off on this show. And then, of course, we go into our musings for the day. Normally on Thursdays, we have a lawyer girl here, but she's unavoidably absent. And so we're going to be discussing other matters arising, okay? So don't worry. No lawyer things today. And tomorrow, I can't wait to put it to you.
I can't wait.
My
to
God.
Put it to you.
My God. Hey.
We're wearing player clothes today. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, we're tomorrow.
No, it's just that I went to, execute a motion in the Ikeja High Court.
It's always Ikeja.
Yes.
Well, that's where Chadambi lawyers
because
go.
I could not find a flight to fly to the one in Port Harcourt.
Mm.
So I had to file the motion here.
In Ikeja?
Yes.
That's where Chadambi lawyers go. But that's
no, that's not true. How dare you?
Oh, you see?
My law.
The real lawyers like us, we go to Abuja. Will you go to Ikeja?
Oh, please, darling. Okay. This is our jurisdiction.
That's all right. It's tomorrow.
You cannot
it's
be WhatsApping in Lagos and jurisdiction in Abuja. You're the problem of this country.
You're getting wild.
You're the problem of this country. This is it. Welcome to WhatsApp Lagos. This is how we are. All right, let's go into our sound off for the morning. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's time for a Sound Off. I want to sound off on my voice. Can you just be clear already?
We love it like that.
No, darling, I don't.
You don't have to. You're doing it for us and we love it.
So I need to sound husky for you.
Yes.
What does it do for you?
It makes me feel very...
It's time for Sound Off. Let's talk about very serious things.
Those are serious.
We want to talk about domestic violence. It's on the rise. Gender-based violence, domestic violence is on the rise. I would have thought that the highest figure on domestic violence across the world was COVID. Because and we had some of the most scariest numbers during COVID when we had the lockdown. Because the truth is, we meet people, we start relationships with people, we think we know these people, and then we get married to these people. Half the time, ladies and gentlemen, you do see the flags, you see the signs, but because you think that you're in love, mm-hmm. or that you have that wild feeling that you could change the person, or that marriage would stem the tide, so you go ahead and marry the person, and then you get to realize that she or he is a total monster. And half the time, because we work a lot, so you're always going out and coming back in, and you're not necessarily, especially for those who are not stay-at-home moms or stay-at-home dads or those who work from home, thanks to COVID, now people really work from home. You may not necessarily know how terrible your relationship with your partner is until you have to face them every day. You're not going anywhere. You're not going to work. You have to work. You work there with them at home. You know, some people don't even know their children because they go to work. By the time they come, their children have slept. They just know daddy, but they don't have a relationship with daddy. Same thing for moms. And so what COVID did was make people realize that they were living with total strangers, or that the person they thought they knew was a totally different person. And so there was people decided, I can't do this anymore. People decided that the only way, well, because, you know, our religion does not allow for separation, so we die here. But yeah, and so people were beating people. People were harming themselves. All kinds of things were happening in the home. And guess what? The children were watching. And I just want to talk to us today. I want to talk to all of us. All of us. Even you who says, oh, I'd never hit a woman. Oh, I'd never hit a man. Oh, I'd never emotionally blackmail a man. I'd never emotionally abuse a man. I would, you know.
Or verbally
abuse a man. I'm talking to all of us. We need to be kind to one another. That's the only way we can survive this planet. Be kind to one another. And for those of you who stay in a relationship because you don't want people to see. Because we don't want people to, oh, what will people say that I left my husband? Oh, that I'm a divorcee. What would the church say? You know, I'm a church worker. But he's beating you. He will soon kill you. Every day you fell from the stairs. Oh, you hit your head on the wall. And your children are watching. What do you think they're imbibing? Be kind to yourself before you're kind to the next person. Leave. And I want to sound off on our police officers. As much as I respect the fact that you are law enforcement, it is abhorrent how you deal with issues of gender and, of course, gender-based violence and, of course, domestic abuse. How dare you tell a person that this is a family matter, they should not bring it to the police station? The woman is going to end up dead. That man is going to end up dead. We have seen it where women stabbed their husbands and walked away. Because when they came to you for help, you told them to go home and settle their scores.
That's a family matter.
How dare you tell a woman that, oh, shebi is sex that your husband wants. Go and give him now. Then you come back.
It's all in face.
How dare you? If it were your daughter, or maybe even your son, that came with a broken arm, that his wife has been beating him, would you tell him to go home and sort himself out because I be a man? if your son turns up dead, God forbid, stabbed in the back because of his wife, would you be singing the same songs? I don't understand how we remove ourselves from these situations and try not to understand where people are coming from. First things first, look for the safety of that person that has come to report. It is your place to protect. Nobody's asking you to adjudicate. Protect. That is your job. Let them lodge a complaint and then look for a way to protect them instead of returning them back to the abusers. I'm so appalled at how law enforcement deals with the issue of gender-based violence or even domestic abuse.
Marianne is just here trying to beg you people. Say, have they not been begging you? Me, I'm here to say shame. Shame on you. So you still beat your wife. You as a woman, you still abuse your husband. You still beat your husband. Shame on you. And just in case you're thinking, maybe you have this emotion that, oh, it's because I love this person. I don't know what love that is. Oh. But in situations like this, the best way to show someone that you love them when they are sick like this is to leave them so they can heal.
Yes, they need to get help. So I've seen girls who say, if you don't hit me, you don't love me. Girl, you have a mental issue. You need to see a shrink.
Even you two are sick.
You need to see a shrink.
Yeah, you need to see a shrink.
That's not love.
Yeah.
Love does not hurt. It does not inflict pain.
One more time, shame on you.
Let's try as much as possible to protect the future of our children, their mental health, and the future of this country. Because if you keep beating and fighting and dragging and killing and maiming, you're going to multiply. Your children will multiply what you've given them, what you've put into them. And that's not what we want for our future. That's Sound Off. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. 35 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you again to What's Up, Lagos. Well, today is a very unique Thursday. So,
Why is it unique? Because maybe I missed the memo.
How? It's unique. Our lawyer girl is on absent. What's happening to my English today?
I don't know.
Unavoidably
one way or the other, Nigeria
absent.
Was going to catch up with you.
That is not. See, Nigeria was just there on his own.
Straight
I've gone to bring straight bullet. Like, what was this?
Like, I saw one guy, meme. So the guy, the person wrote that just graduated with a 4.8 something CGPA. And the person, replied and said, oh, this person looked like Shaggy until I saw 4.8. Shaggy no get sense like that. And Shaggy was like, I did my house.
And they throw bombs.
People stop it.
So let's talk this morning. If we were to, put a hidden camera in your family house or rather we were to do a candid camera with your family members to ask...
Keeping up with your family.
Yeah, to ask what kind of person you are and how sweet or how difficult you are as a person. Or how much of you
don't
they
lie.
Want around. Hey. Or how much of you they don't want around. How much they want to get rid of you.
What do you think they would say?
What do you think your family members would say? We're asking this question because I'm going somewhere.
Keeping up with your cones.
The Dukes, you mean?
The Dukes, yes. Which one is not Ocon?
It's a compound name.
So keeping up with the Duke of Cones. What would your brother say? You probably say, oh, well,
no, my brother is no. My brother loves me. He's in love with me. Please stop it.
Come to my house.
I don't stress him.
Anyway, I'm actually sweet too. What am I saying?
I don't stress him, but I have my coin.
Everybody does. Uh-huh.
But really, sincerely, Lagos, if you were given ₦1 billion to sell a family member, which family member are you selling and why?
Don't sell them more. I just saying.
Think about it. ₦1 billion. It's not 1 million. No.
Billion.
Think about it. Think about all the things you could do with ₹1 billion. And they say, all you need to do is just that family member that you can't do. Just
You give the money to the less privileged. You do good roads. You want to be.
What do you want to? What do you want to do good road with?
I mean, that's how good people should be thinking. Because you can't be thinking of Fendi bags and everything. You'll be thinking about all the things.
About building a house in the village.
You don't even need that one. That's vanity upon vanity. It won't matter in heaven. You know, all the people you want to help. Think about what you do with the 1 billion, before you say anything, okay? And don't lie.
Please don't call me and be saying, as a child of God, we are now going to. Excuse
me. I love my brother.
What are we?
My brother loved me.
What are we?
See, I didn't love my brother, though. But I want to sell it.
On a lighter note, if you were offered ₦1 billion to sell off a family member, which one will it be?
Don't lie.
Remember, if we sent a candid camera crew to your house, which one of the family members is that one that everybody say? Maybe we can just go and sell you like Joseph. Just sell you like this and don't have peace.
Some of you don't even want to sell. You want to dash somebody that you're sibling. That's your nibbling.
I don't remember something that somebody told me that, please, we dash you this person. Take him.
We don't want
him again. I said, please, come and take. They said,
who's the person?
Don't worry, we don't want money.
Who's the person?
I don't know.
It's you.
Can it be me? How? They love me too much to just dash me away.
You see, your facial expression was saying something else when you were talking.
All right? You got it all wrong, honey. But Lagos, the phone lines are open for the next 6 minutes. 4 minutes. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or 01465-7190 if you're a lady. Or better, so you can send us a message on WhatsApp. 0809575805. Think long and hard. ₦1 billion is a lot of money.
Funny thing is, I feel like somebody's thinking about it and saying, hey, Lord of Jesus, God forgive me, God forgive me. It's just a thought. You're not going to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. It's just
for fun.
Just for fun.
For fun. Who is that family member you would sell without buzzing an eyelash? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? How are you? Cheers to life.
Thank you, sister.
Hi, good morning.
Yes.
this morning. Is Jason calling from Lagos Traffic.
Hi, Jason. Who's the family member you would gladly sell off for ₦1 billion?
Honestly, I have one though, and his entire offspring self.
You want to sell your whole brothers and sisters? Jason.
Why do you want to do that?
Jason.
It's just plenty reasons. It's just that we seem to connect as blood, as brothers. We seem to connect. And
so they are stressing you.
That is owing also. I mean, my first half brother, but then. If I was giving this amount of money, I would sell him.
Jason, your brother is listening. We just want to let you know that your brother is in the studio and he's heartbroken.
He's crying at the moment.
Well, maybe I give him the money first.
Jason, thank you so much for calling.
You for saying bloodline. Family is everything. Ashe, you would sell.
He said I would sell him with all his siblings.
This is generation.
That's stressing him.
I'm over from Tongo says, what's up, Lagos? I'll sell my junior sister. I will buy a big house for the family and start good business. What has she done to deserve this?
You see, you can't just tell me who you're selling. You have to give me a reason why you're selling that person.
I'm thinking long and
why? Why do you think that they're the best to sell off? And you have to sell it to us before we can give you the ₦1 billion, because you see, it's a lot of money and I just don't want to give it to you.
Wait, you didn't tell me this part. We are giving the ₦1 billion out.
No, it's not you. You don't have that.
Okay.
We're sponsored.
Sponsored by who?
So you want to say somebody?
You didn't give me this info now. We just came. You tell me these things. Look, I could really win now this money. ₦1 billion. I'm going to
freeze you. Your brothers have contacted me already.
You just said, what?
Just take her. Give us half of the money first.
They can't.
Let's just know that the money's in our account.
Omoba has replied though. He said she's the real black goat in the family.
All right, let's take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh dear. If that was you, please call us back. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Well, we gotta go for a quick break to bring you some messages. On the other side of the clock, we will be back. Talking about this ₦1 billion deal. Think about it. You've got 15 minutes to think long and hard which family member you would sell for ₦1 billion. You must give us reasons, though, because you see, we're not dashing ₦1 billion. We're giving with reason. So the best and most convincing reason takes the 1 billion. Mm. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome, what's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria in Seoul. I'm Feta Miriani, sitting pretty as usual, as always. What are you doing? Why are you doing your eyes like that?
I thought I had eyelashes. I thought.
But see, this is how the Lord humbles people like this. These are the humble you.
Anyway, Lagos, let's go back to our conversation before we went on that break. So we asked, which family member would you give up?
For 1 billion naira.
Remember, I said that you have to give us a reason why that person is fit for sale. Yes. Could it be that their coins too much? Could it be that they are just stressful? Or you just see, this one will be easy. They will not question us.
Nobody will look for her.
Or him.
Mm.
Like that guy that said his whole family members, he wants to sell all of them.
That one said his sister is a black goat.
I'm not nice. Wow. I'm not somebody's child. But anyway, we want to talk. Let's talk on a serious note. We've got messages that have come in. So let's go to WhatsApp
I want to read them. All right. Jezreel Otogu from Mainland says, what's up, Lagos? I want to sell myself, then send the money to my family because let me die with stress.
Now, wow.
A sacrificial lamb, though.
Wow. But you cannot tell yourself by yourself.
What if you don't send the money to your parents or your family?
Exactly.
You have to be a sharp guy. Don't do that. How do you do that?
Or maybe you just get a lawyer. You understand me?
Chukwuemeka just said, hello, this is Chukwuemeka from Aguda. We are waiting for
we should do what now?
He's typing. Let's wait for him. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I will sell our eldest son in the family. Reason is he likes everyone to worship him like, say, he's other people's God. I will sell him and use the money to buy a house for his family and take care of them. And also take care of my other family members, Damian from Shogunle. Omo, this your brother has offended you.
Why are you like this?
How is he like? You asked him a question, he answered you. Why is he like that?
So, you don't like somebody to worship
him? He didn't like it. Now, that's why he's coming on the show to tell us. You didn't even send his name.
Are you scared? You don't like it that they worship. I mean, you can also start to be a God that needs to be worshipped.
He's saying now that his position on human philosophy is that it's wrong for a human being to assume he's a God that he should be worshipped. That's why he want to tell him for 1 billion.
Is it not the Bible that say that ye are gods?
It's small letter G.
Yes. He used small letter G too.
Let me check. Let me confirm. Because I don't like
it's
to go.
Small letter. I saw it with my own eyes.
This capital letter G.
It's small letter.
This capital letter G. G-R. In Hebrew.
Damian,
I agree with you. You have your reason. 1 billion is going to be yours. But you have to still give us more reason.
Excuse me. Dear God, small G, why are you angry at another small G God?
No, he's not angry at the small. He's saying that. He cannot be assuming where his capital letter. His capital letter he wanted to say. Shebi Damian. He just turned his head now.
He said he wants a message.
But yes, I can see him.
Oh my God.
It's something called telepath.
I cannot deal, please. Can we read another message?
See, is your reason for wanting to sell him? I'm not judging. See, Marianne is judging you.
I'm not judging.
But I'm not judging you.
I'm just curious.
I understand what it's like.
Oh my goodness. I'm just curious.
This brother that he's talking about, he says that according to this message, if you can decipher what he's trying to say, when they're having their family meetings, the brother will always insist that everybody bow down and worship him.
And
be saying, my Lord, thou art worthy to be
my
praised.
My Lord spiritual, my Lord temporal.
Why do you do that? 1 billion is going to be yours, but you have to still further your arguments. So we can be shocked. But yeah, you deserve it. And don't forget, when we give you the 1 billion, people must not worship you.
You gotta lead by example.
Exactly. My point of view.
Okay. All right.
Call the number 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. You know, that's for the female, if you want to call us.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Hello.
Okay.
Turn off your radio.
Any of your sibling around you, DM? Because you're gonna excuse them.
I would like to give up my elder brother.
Hey, they say give
up. These elder brothers are in trouble.
Miriam, you say give up.
You want to just give him up. Like, Don't come back. We don't want to. Auntie, what did brother do?
She didn't say I want to. She said I want to give him more.
My elder brother.
Is, she don't even need the money.
Look, wait, guys. Wait. Hmm. I thought that we sisters were in love with our elder brothers. Like, we loved them, like, forever.
And ever. Somebody is there,
like,
telling, proving
and
it
somebody is saying, excuse me, hello, SOS. Please, come on, I give him up.
I don't even need the money. I'm okay, just knowing that he's not in my family anymore.
Wow, that's not even nice. I mean,
she didn't tell us her name. I would have said it's like a stubborn younger sister.
But she wants to take one billion. She cannot give an anonymous.
But I feel that the reason why I see that girl, from the sound of her voice, she's a terror.
Excuse me.
Your elder brother should put
judging?
You.
Listen
to me. You don't understand. I'm looking for some sort of balance. I mean, it's from younger to elder now, so it's gotta be. This one now, Damian is a guy to guy. For him to say that the elder brother deserves to be sued, there's every tendency.
You're justifying Damian, but you're sexist.
I'm not sexist. I'm just wise.
Why can't women support women?
It's wisdom.
Once in your life.
I'm a wise.
Can you just support a woman in your life?
Yes, I'm supporting her, but I'm just saying that the way, from the tone of her voice, from the sound of her voice, her elder brother is trying to put her in the right, and she feels like, no, you can't tell me what to do.
Were you there?
This was a situation.
Were you there?
You can never tell. I'm my father is omnipresent. So.
Oh God!
So and, I have the and ability given
you
to present in some
you know
situations.
What that means? He's witchcraft. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And who are
good
you
morning.
Ready to
Sunday
see?
Sunday on the line. I'm just trying to
Mr. Sunday.
I have said here, God is in Psalm 82:6. It's not written in capital letters.
It's small letter.
Letter.
No, it's the one that Damian sent that I'm talking about, not the one in Psalm.
Okay.
The one that Damian sent, yes. If you look at it, we know him.
I was not listening. I just woke up and then
you just heard God.
Bye.
Thank you very much. People that wake up and hear God, those people, they are meant to go to heaven. what is the question, Georgie?
Yeah. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. And you can send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. You can tweet at Nigerian for use the hashtag WhatsUpLagos. Or better, so if you're listening to us from outside the country and there's that your sibling that you know, if they give you, even if it is 1 million, you are, in fact, you pack the Ghana must go
out. You give the person up.
Which family member would you be willing to sell for ₦1 billion?
Ew.
Don't forget, it's not 1 million. It's not 1.5, not 2 million. It's 1 billion naira.
Then you can stop singing, I wanna be a villain, because you're already a villain.
Exactly. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Cheers to life.
Good morning, Marianne.
I'm Cheers to life. Cheers to life. This is Jonah calling from Ibuya, but right now on my way, you know, we are transporter.
Jonah
in the belly of the fish. Who are you gonna say?
You know that, you know, from beginning, say I was the transporter in the fish belly.
Yeah.
So back to the wall and transporting people.
So who will you sell in your family? Who? It doesn't have to be your brother, it can be your cousin, it can be another person that is related to you. Who do you want to sell?
I should sell, like what you said.
Yeah.
For 1 billion naira now, who will you sell in your
Madam,
family?
First of all, I get two words to say first. You know what's up, Lagos needs
what is happening in Lagos.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
What is happening in Lagos now, I want to report one thing. Mm. In Marwa runabout, yeah, traffic light.
Mm.
You know, when you are coming from Lekki, from Chevron, as if you want to turn to Pinnacle Police Station, there's one particular traffic light in that middle. Those last men are standing there. That traffic light is not working. So they set that traffic light now to be catching people. You understand? Mm-hmm. So me, let the traffic management, they come do that light. Because they always catch people for that place. It doesn't make sense. Back to topic. Back to that topic, I cannot tell human being because of money. I better remember. Like what of me.
Jonah does not want to go back in the belly of the fish.
You have learned your lesson.
Jonah, so even 2 billion, 100 billion, uncountable billion cannot do anything to you. You're such a nice man.
He said you cannot.
You have your crown waiting for you in heaven. Jonah.
You will take everything serious. It's not playing now.
Hello, where good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Friday.
Victor, Victor.
Oh, Victor.
Somebody who has put for sale is my younger sister father, his son, when a police officer.
Your younger sister father's son.
My father, younger sister.
Oh, your auntie. That's your father's younger sister. This one does not like his auntie.
That went to 100 real quick.
Say my father's younger sister.
Sibling.
Auntie Victor.
Say Auntie Victor. Nari Auntie Victor.
Just all you need to do, just ask Victor for percentage because you have been sold. Sold.
But what did you do?
Victor did not tell us why you want to sell you. Auntie, what do you do to Victor?
What did you
do?
Because Victor is a very calm guy.
We are here to beg on your behalf. All right, let's go back to the phone line. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Good morning.
Morning. Please, I just want to give you a very quick story because I had a lady that called and said, and used the word give up.
Yeah.
Okay,
a quick story. I want to remain anonymous.
Anonymous.
I know. Mm-hmm.
During the colonial era, when the British colonialists got to the area we know to be Igbo land, and one of the places they conquered before they got to Igbo land was when they betrayed King Jaja and then, should I use the word extradition, remove him from his territory of Opo. So when they got to Igbo land, the Igbo people, especially the area of Oka.
Okay, we don't have too much time for this story. It's taking too much of our time. Just get to the sweet part of the story so we can move on.
So what the Igbo elders did was that they quickly gave up all their societal rejects, mostly criminals, and introduced them to the British colonialists as their leader, believing that they would do the same thing they did to Georgia to them by taking them away from them. But the British colonialists took these criminals, trained them and made them warrant chief and returned them back to the Igbo families to take care of the people.
Okay.
That was where Yawananga.
Okay. All right. Unfortunately, because we're trying to take everybody's calls, and I was really hoping that this would get to tell us exactly what he meant, he thought the lady meant by give up. But I know that lady was just done with her elder brother. Please, when are you sending the money? Don't send the money yet. Just take him first.
You have to come with your brother now.
She's not coming.
Why?
Why would she come?
How do we give her the money if we
can't
see the brother?
What do you mean? She will tell you time and place for pickup.
She's the one giving us terms and conditions.
Before. Because they apply.
That person is not ready.
They apply.
Leave that person.
But they apply.
They apply. Let's go to WhatsApp. Patrick Abel says, tables will turn because I'll sell myself and give the family the money. He gets why. I don't know how to escape. Then he says, I'll sell myself because a king is not appreciated in his home. So make I go where they happen. Let's
so
sign this.
Patrick Abel, in your mind, I did a king.
Oh, my dear.
A king of what?
Only you, by yourself.
All the best.
What's up, Lagos? I have an uncle I want to sell out completely. Please help me arrange the buyer. His name is Uncle Ninja, corrupt politicians from Royal Macaulay. Oh, really? really? Allah for Sanku. What's up, Lagos? I'll sell my stepdad off because he just sits down at home doing nothing but watch TV and eat. Can be annoying, but we move. Arab money for me, care jar.
Arab money. Please leave the man now. What's your problem?
The man is enjoying himself.
He's in retirement. Relax.
Someone that's not working, but he's eating. Somewhere now.
Why are you beeping the man, please? What's all this?
What's up, Lagos? Ben texting from Bariga. I'm going to sell my uncle. That man showed me shiggy while I was in secondary school. He refused to help me with my fees. He told me to stop schooling and go join police force. Really? Who says that? Can you imagine? These are issues.
It's paining me in my left hand.
My spinal cord is giving me a are you serious? Like,
my medulla is twinkling.
No, but for real, why would he say that though? Because these are the issues, saying that he should not go to school and go and join police.
Yes, I made 1 billion. I mean, because uncle, since you did not see my usefulness, which I don't see your usefulness.
People are selling their uncles. So what's up, Lagos? I will sell my uncle for the money. We have concluded. Should I send account number for the deal? Selling my brother for 10 million. That 1 billion is too much. The guy Wala is five. A thorn in my flesh. Anonymous from KTV. If you shout for you, tell us your name.
Anonymous. Don't be angry. Please, I want to beg on this, your thorn in the flesh, brother. Please. Have mercy, because this is how God used to have mercy on you. Have mercy on him, please.
Have mercy now. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. My name is Daniel from Bariga. I'm selling my cousin because if I don't sell that guy, he's going to sell me.
First to sell, not the pitch.
You are.
Oh, my goodness. Really? This is really interesting. So, in case you're just joining us on WhatsApp, Lagos, we're asking, if you were to get ₦1 billion for selling a family member, which family member will you sell and why? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Apologies. Call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, baby? Hello. Nice voice.
Hello.
Hello,
my name is Dominion.
Dominion, your liver never even reached it. Who are you selling?
My brother.
Ha! What did he do?
Well, even though it's 5,000 naira, give me.
Why now? Why?
What did your brother do that?
He's quarreling with me.
Only quarreling, auntie.
He's love.
He's love. He loves you. That's love. Why you're always fighting.
I love. Let me give you trouble. I know that one. You want me to beg him.
That one is love. His family.
You blood all do him, brother and sister love. He's okay. Don't sell him. Let's look for another seller. Let's look. The way she's saying it. It's like the brother is there. I don't know one year ago. Soon sell you. They can't even play. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh dear. Apologies. We got more messages?
No. It's been taking calls.
All right. Let's see. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
We got here. Oh, okay, great. It was us.
Yes, this radio is off now. Nah, easy off for the bully. This is our topic today. Get us video. Who are good points now?
Because no, we are good points. Get everybody round. Everybody, come aside.
So, can I sell you? No.
Where is the stretch? Abby, what do you call him?
I've told you, is the how many times will he tell you? Stretch is at The Hague.
I go appoint him.
Why? Is it part of your family member?
No, there's no blood relation. No.
We have that one on good reports. That he's not part of your family.
He's not. But I've done DNA test.
Serious.
No, I say it's a lie.
No, you are not.
You cannot come on radio and be lying.
No, you can't do that.
It's a lie.
It can be lie.
How he cannot eat? He can be lie.
It's easy. Stretch is not from Odubolu. Leave us alone. Happen
this. From you, just pick him up and send him my man.
Yeah, leave us alone. Leave this. Look for another family member.
Stretch is not here now to say how we are defending him. So you went outside to go and have another family member without telling us.
Stretch.
Now they want to sell you.
We are gonna disown you so that they can sell you now. Look at your life in the outside.
But anyway, family ties. Let's go to WhatsApp. This guy says, "I got sell this my brother because he first sold me, but I escaped and returned. So it's my turn to sell him, Josie." What is this story, please? You have to tell us this story.
Is it? I like how we're playing about this because this is fun. It's but fun. By the way, we're not advocating you're that not, you sell
come
anybody.
Come on, are you serious? Who's doing that?
No, this is on a lighter note. I mean, and we're talking about sibling rivalry here, or, you know, that family member that worries you the most. If you had an opportunity to sell them, will you sell them? You know, I know, because Feta's siblings had called me today.
They didn't call you, though. That's not
they
even
called
true.
Me. You know, Feta is a big girl. And she's showing all of them shaggy.
I'm not showing them shaggy.
And they're just tired. They're just like, you know what? They just say, we're telling you in confidence. If you guys say it's on radio, we deny. But this girl, if you have any, if you give us half of the money, we will take it. Let's just move on.
My brothers will say on the day of my wedding, they'll just breathe like... Finally, she's someone else's problem now, not ours. I'm like,
my place,
really? Am I that much of it? Like, you're a handful. You don't know you're too much. I'm like,
yeah, a bucket full, my dear.
Oh, really? Oh, yes. But no, wahala. I know they love me. Mm-hmm. What's up, Lagos? I'm Mario from Gbagada. I will sell our last born. That girl, they disturb. But if I'll sell someone I'm not related to, I'll sell Feta. Marianne, this one, you bring up this topic. You don't sell stretch. Mario, me. You want to sell me?
Wow. That one entered. That
funny
one
enough.
That one entered.
I will be priceless to my sellers. I mean, to people who sell me to the cause. In fact.
I can't even sell
you
stretch.
You regret it.
You don't understand. Before we sell stretch has gone to negotiate and say, and you will sell us.
No, that's bad market. That's bad market. We think we are taking him there to be
we'll
sold.
We'll be happy.
But
then they will now say, okay.
Seize them. Like, what's going on here?
Okay.
And this is not even a joke, okay? What's up, Lagos? I want to sell my eldest bro. I'm Mr. K from Gbagada.
Mr. K, why? You have to give us reason.
Yes. Yeah. I want to sell my neighbor. His face looks annoying.
He's not related to you. Stop it.
Why?
And why is his face annoying to you? What's wrong with his face? Is it your face? Can you create face? Stop it.
This one says, can I tell Mrs. Ayegbe and Comrade Koboko we are what's up Lagos siblings? Marianne, can they? Marianne, do you want to answer the question?
Too funny.
Okay, let's go. I don't know. This is too long. Okay, I can't read that. I'll sell Mr. Yakubu of the...
That's not what we're asking you.
Please.
Stop it.
He's not your, is he your family member? What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Joyce from Ikoyi. I would like to sell our last born. She's scammed the family and lied about her admission for years. Plus came back with a baby.
Sell it!
Don't sell it. Forgive. Okay?
Forgive. Sell it. How much did she scam? We deduct the money and give
it. Don't sell. No, there's a baby involved now. The baby is innocent.
Oh, no. The baby is going to be... See, the money is for the baby. But sell it.
Don't sell it. Don't sell it. What's up, Lagos? Please, guys, can you add the live streaming to your program, please? Siri from Ago.
We're not live streaming today, okay? We will live stream tomorrow.
Okay.
We promise, all right?
Okay. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. If there's a family member, I'll sell for a billionaire. That would be my father.
Daddy, we are sorry.
He can complain for Africa. And I'll use the money to take care of my mother because she has been enduring him for more than 30 years. Ego from Ikorodu.
Endurance.
No.
Endurance. You see, you cannot say daddy because mommy is going to be sad and lonely. It's not good. It's not good. Maybe it's you that we should say. Maybe we give the money to them to enjoy their life. Maybe daddy will not complain again. Maybe the reason daddy is complaining.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, daddy complain because you have chopped all the food, you have take all the money, every time I finish, he's complaining again. So, yes, I think we say you.
Yes, Steve from Kanu says, now wow, who I fit sell again as a single picking where I be?
Forget it. You're out of the game. Sorry.
At this point in time, I don't want to be your sibling because who
it could just be me.
Just hold on to the family. Hug mommy and daddy tight.
Love them tight.
No 1 billion for you.
No 1 billion.
No,
for
just
you.
Love. Love and peace.
Love and light.
We got to go for a break, Lagos. When we come back, we'll take more of your thoughts and comments. And this is on a lighter note, by the way. And at 11:45, we're going to be bringing you some commercials. Stay with us. Yes, we have just about 5 to 6 minutes to wrap this up. And for those who are like, oh my God, I can never go forbid, I bind the name of Jesus.
I saw someone on Twitter.
So we're not doing that. We're not we're not serious about it. We're just playing about it, okay? And on a serious note, why would we want to sell anybody for 1 billion naira? Who's even giving the money?
And for what reason?
Somebody, Cassie Global on Twitter says, I will reject the offer.
Even she's laughing.
Cathy, the way that you're laughing,
even
you know.
Even the way you're laughing, sir.
You know.
Are you sure you're going to regret?
Femi the Bondage said to us, how many you now want by? It means that there are many people in your family that you want to sell. Femi, let's talk in private. I'm joking. Anyway, we're asking you, in case you're just joining us, we're asking, if you were asked to sell a member of your family for 1 billion naira, who would it be and why? Now, people have given us reasons. One says, the brother is always looking for our trouble. They're always fighting. So she wants to give him up.
That one weak me.
I'm just saying, I want to give him up.
I
say, I mean, what did your uncle do that you're just going to give him up? Just like that. It's not nice.
Take it easy.
So we want to know, I mean, because you know there's always that sibling rivalry, that one person you just be like, if I can just do like this and you disappear, so that I'll just have peace. But anyway, we've got some interesting.
Wow! I beg. Next.
Now what? Please, Aki the S man. Goodbye and
goodbye.
God bless.
You can be in your mind. You can be better. You know.
Aki, I think you can be better. You can do better than this tweet. Yes, go and be better. Your sins have been forgiven. Thank you, Aki.
I want to read this message on WhatsApp here that says, don't worry, Feta. History records that all people that were sold are of great value. Remember Joseph. Remember our Lord Jesus. Anyone sold, come out with full blast glory. Please be sellable. You better shift. My name is Feta, not Joseph or Jesus, okay?
Say be sellable.
You said she be sellable.
Sellable. All right, well, the phone lines are open for the next 5 minutes. 0700-993-993-993. I like the angle of Joseph because, you see, Joseph became almost a pharaoh at his point. He became a governor. So you don't even know.
I have never said I want to be a governor before. So, and God knows that I don't want to be.
You might just become an emperor.
I didn't even have intention of being
like Michael Jackson. You don't want to be like famous like Michael Jackson.
In my own way, not like Michael Jackson. I don't have to.
Well, you start kind
of
status.
There's no competition there.
Yeah, whatever. 0700-993-993-993. We're asking.
Don't send me first. You might become like Michael Jackson. Thanks.
I want to say you. T for thanks.
No.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Hello. What's going on? Have you been sold?
I'm cold, sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Alex on fire.
Alex, who are you going to sell? Are you selling the cough or you're selling yourself?
I will sell all my siblings who I need money.
Why? No, come on.
You see, just
why now? We even said one, you are saying all.
What did they do to you? What could they have possibly done to you?
All of them are annoying now.
Can we come and need them? We are needing them now with our hands up.
Please, forgive them.
Have mercy.
I beg.
They will not annoy you again.
It's people like you now that will post your sibling and put bloodline, love, family over everything.
I'm begging. Can you not listen to my begging? We're sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you very much. You know, let me just tell all of you that are calling now. I'm going to let the cast out of the bag. You see, we just want to let people know your siblings are all listening. They are here too. Even your mother and your father, they are listening because,
in fact,
they want to know the kind of person that you are.
They were the ones that told us to bring this up on.
Yes.
So they can know how
they
much you
know
care for them.
The and price, the premium you place on them. And you have all just shamed yourself.
Some of you even said for 5K.
That auntie that said, that auntie, you are mean. Say, come and take him for 5K, Steph. I don't need all the money. It's paining me.
Oh, yeah, If Efelenzo from Mikorodu says, what's up, Lagos? Me, I go sell my younger sister. The girl, they talk, when you tell her that it's okay, that's when trouble starts.
Sorry,
Ah.
Sorry.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Hello, Marianne and Feta. I'm Gabriel, messaging from Aberdeen, okay? My own is actually the reverse. My dad had just bought the new Mercedes V-Boots back then when it was hotcake. And about a week later, while he was at work, I stole the keys and took it for a spin and crashed it.
Ah.
That night, all he could say was...
Sell it!
That night, all he could say was, if only slave trade was still
alive. Ah. Sell it!
But then again, like,
I will tie your hand and leg. I will sell you and repair my V-boot. Sell it!
No, but children are worth more than anything.
Sell it.
He shouldn't have said that.
Do you know what a Mercedes was at the time? Are you kidding me?
No.
My dear,
a child is worth more than any kind of car.
Hello, what's your name?
Gabriel.
Sell it. In fact, they should have sold you. I'm coming to sell you. I will take the 1 billion
Gabriel,
on behalf of your daddy.
You were just being a child. You're being young and free. Wild and free. But your child would do it to you.
Exactly. I hope that it's a Maserati so that it will dent it where. You understand me?
Okay. Who is this person laughing? You're laughing because what? Why are you laughing? Can you do it or no? Okay, this guy says, selling my brother for 10 million. That 1 billion is too much. The guy Wala is 5 much. A thorn in my flesh. Okay, I think I already read this before.
He didn't send us his name.
His name is Ayola from K2. Okay, Ayola.
Thank you for giving us your name because your brother is waiting for you. He's waiting for you at the junction. Let's take one more call before we wrap things up. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. I'm innocent.
Sorry?
I said I'm innocent. Good morning.
Innocent. How innocent are you and who do you want to tell?
No, in my own case, reverse is the case. I'll sell myself for my siblings.
Ah, you're so sweet.
Why?
Because I would rather see them happy than watching them go through things that they're going through now.
They really deserve you. You're so sweet.
But you don't have to sell yourself, okay?
Thank you for calling. Oh, he's so sweet. Can we adopt you?
No, we can't do that. No, I feel so...
I'm touched deeply. Anyway.
But nothing is ever going to put you in that situation where you have to sell yourself.
Never. Sell yourself, not sell your family members. No, it's a no. This program does not support selling people. Not even to slavery. Sort. Not even that daddy that said he wants to sell Gabriel into slavery.
No.
We don't advocate for that. We don't.
But we actually do not.
But we wanted to know...
But these are the funny things. These are the things you think in your mind. You think about it in your head sometimes.
Imagine that you say, like, Gabriel, I wish there was slave trade. I would have traded you for my car. Because you are stressing me. But guys, we got to go. The next segment is brought to you courtesy of GoTV Renumbering. Okay. And of course, Feather, take it away. Before we say our goodbyes, guys, we had a great day. Don't worry. Tomorrow is Friday. We are coming with our gown and our wig.
And our shoe.
And because we have somebody in the egg, my girls.
And for those of you that wore red shoes to court last week, don't try this week.
We are penalizing you all. All red shoe wearers, please dress decently to the court of competent jurisdiction, which is our court. Please. We do not want green. We see somebody wearing green excessive necklace green.
No, we
don't do that here. Yvonne, if you must come to this court, come properly. I don't like it.
Aye, my lord.
We gotta go, guys. We love you, Lagos. Don't forget to follow Nigerian Info on all of its platforms. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube page. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. And, of course, you can download the Nigeria Info FM app so that you can listen to us everywhere you go. Because you know what? You can listen to Nigeria Info anywhere.
Anywhere
in the world.
And just name it. Anywhere you are, you can listen to Nigeria Info. Anywhere, you can follow me at Feta Dynamo on Instagram, D_Feta on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely see you again tomorrow.
Yes, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's Mimi Ayo. Best to just search for Mariana Kon, Mariana Dukukon, anywhere. But I did promise my Port Harcourt people in Lagos that I was going to give them, do them a solid. So here he goes. For all my PH people, this is Duncan Mighty.